Well, Coca-Cola is in the news today in terms of the economy and the markets. And John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. Well, the market's going to be up this morning. It looks like it's up about 80 points. The futures are, of course, it closed kind of flat yesterday. But inside of all this volatility, we don't want to lose sight of some of these most interesting stories that are coming out. We'll get to that Coca-Cola story here in just a second. It's Thursday morning, so we get some numbers in terms of jobs. And tomorrow we get the big number. That's from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Department of Labor. We find out how many jobs were created last month. And, of course, that data drives a lot of things, including what the Fed does. It's Thursday morning, so we get first-time claims for unemployment benefits, and 331,000, dropping 20,000 from last week. Also, there's a company that does a survey once a month. It's called Challenger Gray and Christmas, kind of an interesting company. And they survey employers and ask them how many layoffs they plan. Well, it's up 45,000 is what they say they're planning, which is up about 47% over the survey that was done in the month of December. But at least right now, unemployment benefits claims dropping 20,000. Now, here's the big story from yesterday that was so interesting, and that is the Coca-Cola Company and Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. Now, Green Mountain Coffee is the company that makes the Keurig device, you know, the single-pod coffee makers. I have one of those everywhere I go, it seems like. Well, they've entered into an agreement, and what's going to happen is that Coca-Cola is going to buy a 10% stake in Green Mountain. But in addition to that, the two companies have signed a 10-year agreement to collaborate, quote, on the development and introduction of the Coca-Cola Company's global brand portfolio for use in the forthcoming, quote, Keurig cold at-home beverage system. Now, I know you've seen those ads for SodaStream. Well, this is going to be something different. Now, you're probably used to making coffee in that single pod thing, but this is going to be for cold beverages. They say that the new Keurig cold at-home beverage system will make, quote, carbonated drinks, enhanced waters, juice drinks, sports drinks, and teas. And so they're going to invest about $1.25 billion, Coca-Cola is, into Green Mountain. And lost on all that was the fact that Green Mountain also reported their earnings for the quarter, and they were very good also. They were up 28%. This morning before the market opens, though, Green Mountain Coffee Roasters stock, GMCR, if you want to check it out, is up $33 a share, which is 41%, pushing the stock to $114 a share. And the effect on SodaStream, the publicly traded company that makes the SodaStream device, it was down about 8 or 9%. Now it's up about 8% pre-market. So who knows what's going on there, but a very interesting story. I got some numbers this morning from General Motors, and they're pretty ugly. They reported fourth quarter numbers. They missed Wall Street's expectations on the top and the bottom line both. Their stock's down about 5% before the market opens. If it hadn't been for North America, it would have been really bad news. That's where they made their money. And, of course, the new CEO, the first ever woman to head one of the major auto manufacturers, Mary Barra, just took over. So she's not responsible for this quarter, but, you know, welcome to the big party, Mary, with a very bad quarterly report. Consumers are still spending money on donuts, and I guess that's good news. Dunkin' Donuts says that they beat Wall Street's expectations. They're raising their dividend. And they also say that both traffic and customer spending were solid metrics in their company's numbers for last quarter. They expect sales growth to be about 6 to 8% in 2014. And lastly, Twitter. Now they're getting their comeuppance this morning. Their stock is down about 22%, about $15 a share. Their first ever, now they went public in November of last year at $26 a share. Stock this morning's down, as I mentioned, about $15 to $51, which still almost doubled. They reported numbers that beat Wall Street's expectations. Well, why is it down so much? Well, because the growth is slowing. And the analysts are trying to figure out whether Twitter is a niche product or whether they're going to be able to repackage it and make it more of a mainstream thing. One of the problems that they have is the interface that they're using is difficult for old people like me, baby boomers, to use. So they're trying to change the platform so they can make it more mainstream. In the meantime, analysts are worried about the slowing growth rate of the use of Twitter.
John, it's interesting. All of these different things are on the horizon, new and different. It used to be that we followed, General Motors, the IBMs, all of that, and it sure has changed. We're looking for that newer thing.
Really are. I think this Coca-Cola Keurig thing, Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, is a fascinating deal. We'll see what happens there.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Fascinating? Well, it certainly can be if you're making money, and that's what you want to do if you're investing or you're trying to make your dollars that you're saving increase and not diminish. Well, John may have some ideas that could help you. You may have heard something he discussed you'd like more information on. He'd be happy to pass it along. Simple way to do that is visit with him at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, or conveniently make a phone call. That number, 479-782-2527. Or you can email him, and his email address is johntaylor@sternag.com.